Welcome to Postcast tonight. David Locke along with Ron Boone after the Utah Jazz get a remarkable win over Denver. A night where the offense was struggling, the defense couldn't find out what they were getting exactly, and then the defense just, they clamped in. We wondered what would happen. A great defensive team against a great offensive team, and boom, Jazz absolutely stifled Denver, allowing just 13 fourth quarter points and 38 points in the second half overall. What did the Jazz do defensively?
Well, they started coming up with steals. They ended up getting Denver ended up turning the ball over 22 times, giving up 31 points off of those turnovers. And the aggressive defense they played, forcing the Denver Nuggets into shots that were contested. Now, you remember in that first quarter, they were making everything. So now the Jazz put a little pressure on them on the defensive end. They start playing in a hurry and start turning the ball over, and the Jazz start scoring. And it's amazing how quickly that turned around. And because of the timeout situation, the Denver Nuggets couldn't put that fire out. You know,
the Jazz closed the third quarter on a 9-2 run and then extended into the fourth on just a mammoth run. I think it became 35. Well, Alec Bickmore says it was 35-7 by the time it was over. It was incredible. And what's interesting, Ron, is the Jazz played defense tonight very differently than last year. Last year, this was a defensive team that stayed in a shell. They forced you to miss shots. Rudy protected the rim. Tonight, they were a turnover-forcing defense. Last year, they were one of the lowest in the NBA, 25th in the league at forcing turnovers. Tonight, they forced 21% of Denver's possessions into turnovers.
Okay, now, you know I'm an offensive guy, and I always feel that offense sometimes really spearheads the defense. I thought it was just the opposite tonight, because once the defense started to pick things up, the Jazz started coming up with steals, and they started making shots. Now, it gets to the point where it's contagious. Alec Burks comes off the bench, 10 points, boom, just like that, making a couple of threes, and all of a sudden, you know, and again, the timeouts come into effect because, you know, coaches like Mike Malone, he might use all of his timeouts in 6 or 7 minutes if you can't put the fire out, just trying to do just that. But because of the timeout situation, you just don't know what to do right there.
We're going to have to watch this a lot, but really what happened, and this can be interesting how much this bothers Denver throughout the year, they don't have a point guard. They have a second-year player in Jamal Murray who's not a point guard. They have Manuel Mudiay is a third-year player who's not good yet, and they have Will Barton who's not a point guard. And it was obvious when they needed timeouts, they didn't have any more to call. And so when you suddenly have what I'm kind of joking about, but adults added to your team, the Jazz got adults. They added Thabo Sefolosha. He's an adult. Yeah. Epe Udo. Jonas Derebko didn't play tonight, but Joe Johnson. You're going to handle those situations better than a younger team.
Yeah, been there, done that type of thing, and knowing exactly what to do. Two of the three of those guys were not in this system last year, but smart enough and aggressive enough to pick up things very quickly. It's amazing. I'm very impressed with what I saw tonight, especially defensively and in that second half. And again, like I said at the halftime with you, I just thought the Jazz missed shots in that first half. And the Denver Nuggets would make them, in particular Will Barton.
Spencer Fletcher said Burks was a beast tonight, and that was a new Alec Burks.
It really was, and I hope this is what we're going to get out of him. Only once tonight did he drive to the basket with nowhere to go. And the other time he pulled up, knocked down a little mid-range jump shot. The other time he drives baseline. What a great shot he made. Kind of a circus shot, but the momentum was swinging the Jazz way when he was able to make that. But more importantly, he knocked down some threes. What do you have, two or three?
Well, you got it right in front of you. It's right here.
Oh, yeah.
You can look right here. You don't have to go to your old school book. What did he have? AB, 2 of 2 from three. Jazz ended up 9 of 24 from three. Started the night 4 of 13, hit 5 of their final 11 from three. And a lot of this game, really the difference early on was their three-point shooting compared to the Jazz. And when the Jazz finally got that slowed down, they were business. What do you think of Ricky Rubio tonight? Adam Amino says Ricky business. Ricky Rubio tonight, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals. We're going to have to learn about his impact in the game. I'm not sure it's always obvious.
And it's going to be different from game to game, I think. I think he's always going to get assists. But his scoring and his defense is something that we'll have to watch because, you know, before he got here, we knew he was in the top 10 in steals all the time. And tonight, what did he end up with as far as steals are concerned? Ended up with 2 steals.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Ron, is the Jazz have 3 players who last year were in the top 15 in steals percentage. That means percentage of plays that you steal while you're on the floor. Rubio, Cephalosha, and Ingles were all in the top. Tonight, I believe all of them had two steals.
Yeah, and that's what? On the defensive end. And so Dennis Lindsley put this team together, I'm sure he had something like that in mind.
Rodney Hood did not start tonight because he got gastric distress. That's a question coming in from Chris Ingersoll about what happened with him. He got gastric distress, did not able to start. So Donovan Mitchell got thrust into the starting lineup. Probably pretty unfair for a rookie who's kind of going through the emotions of having an opener and then literally finding out. They announced Hood as the starter.
Yeah.
He must have found out 30 seconds before the game started. Understanding all that, he had a little bit of a baptism by fire, but still had a positive impact on the game.
You could tell that he wasn't ready to go on the floor, and Quinn was not ready for him to go on the floor either because Rodney was not back from the locker room. So he yelled at Donovan Mitchell, hey, you got to get in there. So Donovan was taking his jersey off as he was going to the scorer's table. So unfair, yes, but he's learning on the fly here that you got to be ready. So if he's going to demand playing time as a rookie this early in his career, these are things we're going to have to deal with.
Balance going across the board by the Jazz. 18 tonight for Rudy Gobert leads the way. 16 for Alec Burks. We just talked about 14 for Favors. He really sparked the team at the beginning of the third quarter of this game. 13 for Joe Johnson, 11 for Joe Ingles, 10 for Mitchell. Is this what we're going to see all year?
I believe so. I really believe that. I think every player, every one of those players that you mentioned will have their moments during the course of the year. But I think consistently this is what we're going to see. Collectively, they're going to have to get it done. I mean, there's not what we would call a first-tier superstar on this team. You can put Rudy there, but Rudy doesn't handle the ball that much.
Ron, the last two things coming in here are I just hit a button that I think flipped the camera around because I'm trying to get these. One person wants to point out, that Tyler George, that you will never age. The next person wants to point out that your tie game is on point. And the next person that wants to point out, Locke is the worst. So at least our fan game is on tonight as well. That wraps us up on that beautiful note. Jazz win it tonight. Thank you very much for the kickoff of the season. This has been our Facebook Live. We apologize. I flipped the camera. I'm not quite sure. Oh, here it is. I can flip it back. By the way, someone wanted to know if we missed any free throws tonight, Ron. Did we miss any free throws tonight?
We missed one free throw, 15 for 16 from the free throw line, and that was our leader, Rubio, who's at 89% last year and an 83% career. He missed the free throw. He was 2 for 3.
That is postcast tonight. Jazz win it over Denver 106-96 with a second half mammoth run to kick off the season. One of the questions I had all offseason, what happens? Why is a good offense more important than a good defense? Tonight, good defense got the job done. We'll see how that rolls for the rest of the year. We'll be Friday in Minneapolis. Remember, 1 hour before the game on Utah Jazz Facebook, we'll be live for you and after every game as well. Thanks very much for tuning in live here to Postcast or for those of you on the podcast on Locked On Jazz. Thank you very much. If you missed the game and want to hear the play-by-play, the new podcast, Utah Jazz Radio, has the entire play-by-play call for you. Have a great night. Jazz win and be safe.